Do thy friends despise, forsake me? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield me. Thou wilt find a solace there.
As I bring you this Bible broadcast this morning, I'd like to, for us to think for a little while about what a great sovereign God we've got, where we can bring all of our burdens and troubles and trials to. I've heard a lot of sermons preached on the sovereignty of God and how he made heaven and earth and all things therein, and that he rules forever in the armies of heaven among the inhabitants of the earth. No one, according to the Bible, can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? God is really sovereign. I feel like that we've forgot about what a great sovereign God that's ruling over this universe. I'd like to read you one of the most solemn statements, I think, about this eternal God, the R in all the Bible. If you had listened as I read this, you'd want to humble yourself this morning and tiptoe down through this world from now on. What is this great sovereign statement about God? In Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse, it says this: I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. I'm talking about the God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Bible says here that when he does anything, he does it forever. It ought to cause us to stop and think. It said, whatever God does, he doeth it forever. And day by day, he's doing things to you, and when he does it forever. And one of these days when he comes to take your spirit, it's going to be forever and forever and forever. It says when God does a thing, nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. That order calls us to listen solemnly. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. Why is God solemn in all the things he does? Why does he do it forever? It said, and God doeth it that men should fear before him. We've lost something in religion. We fear not God anymore. We go and do as we please, say what we want to. We claim God's a God of love. All he does is forgive, forgive, forgive. He is a merciful God. But he also made some solemn statements, and I wouldn't want to accuse God of telling a lie. He said, if you kept on sowing to the flesh and the things of the flesh, that you're going to reap corruption. And my, we're living in a world that's sowing to the things of the flesh. Pleasure, pleasure, have a good time. We didn't come down to this world to have a good time. We come down to this world, we better be going down through it trying to glorify this sovereign God that sent us down through this world. When God does a thing, he does it forever. One thing that God did forever that I'd like to call your attention to this morning is the fact that he said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." You're dealing with the word of God, and it's forever settled in heaven. I don't care how many translation men can come up with, God's word is forever settled. If you want to know how God settled this word, you go out to the things of nature. He tied it in with the flock of sheep, the little sheep and the shepherd, the vine and the branches, the fruit, and on you go. It's tied in forever, settled with nature. If you want to learn how secure the word of God is, nature don't change from one generation to another. It's forever settled, the things of nature. The nature of the animals, the nature of the beasts, the nature of the trees, and everything's forever settled. It don't change from one generation to another. But men can change the words. And I read, and I've asked several educators about it, where since the King James Version of the Bible came into existence, there's 27,000 new words been added to the English language. We have a simple Bible. You read it and go out among things of nature, the orchards, up and down the streams, and you'll see how secure the Word of God is, how it's tied in with things that don't change from one generation to another. It's forever settled. And it's up to you and me to line our lives up with the Word of God. He's not going to change the Word of God to get you in heaven. You better bow to the claims and demands of the Word of God and bow before the Lord Jesus Christ for mercy and pardon. It's the only way you'll get to heaven. The Bible says it's forever settled. So you better ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand it and line your life up with by it. You might hear a sermon preached, but as that sermon's preached, whether it's true or false, it's preached forever. The one that preached is going to have to meet it again, the honor and the judgment. It's a serious thing as you and me live here in this world. Isaiah said in 48, the word of God shall stand forever. And you and me's going to meet each other in the judgment. And we're going to meet our life, and it's going to be compared to the laws of God and the word of God. In 1 Peter 1:23, it said, the word of God liveth forever. You're dealing with something that stands forever. Something that's going to live forever. And we're dealing with a forever God. In Exodus 15:18, way back in the Old Testament, the Bible said in Exodus 15:18, the Lord shall reign forever and forever. He's a reigning now. He's in action. And His Holy Spirit's alive and in action in your life. And He sends things into your life to waken us up. And we're having to deal with this God that don't change. And when He does a thing, He does it forever. So let me beg everyone, listen to me. You better bow and become reconciled to this God, that when He does a thing, He does it forever. He created you and me and sent us down through the world, and we are created beings forever. Death don't destroy us according to the word of God. We are an eternal creatures. God breathed a living soul into you and me. He breathed a conscience and a memory. And we're a living soul responsible to our Creator. And you better remember that this God's got sovereign authority over you. He don't have to give an account of any of his matters to any high court. And this terrible statement, I hope it'll ring in each one's ear, listen to me. When God doeth it, it shall be forever. You're dealing with a God that's going to do things to you that's going to last forever. When death comes after you, it's done forever. Not only that, but the things we do hour by hour is done forever. Whatsoever we do or say is done forever. Did you ever really stop to think about how serious life is? Everything you've done this morning, everything you said, is done forever. You can't get back and change a word you've said up to this present time. They're only recorded down in the books of heaven and in your memory. God's keeping a check on each one of you and me with that memory, because it's recording all that we say and do as we go down through this world. It's a serious thing as we live here in this world. When you get up in the morning and when I get up, we better watch every word that we say and everything we do, because when we say it, it's forever. There's no chance for you to get back and reclaim any word that you said from this time backward. Shows us how serious it is. I had two friends that really fell out. Both of them was good friends of mine. And they met on the streets and they cussed it out. It was awful to think that two neighbors belonging to the church could do such a thing. But them two men didn't realize what they did was done forever. Because one of them was killed in an accident right after that. And the one that was left living was in remorse all the rest of his life. It was done forever. You've got a lot of things in your life, all of us have, that's done forever. You had better repent and get them hid behind the blood while you still have time this side of eternity. Because God said, if you hold the truth in unrighteousness, you would have wrath without any mercy. I see so many people go and play religion on Sunday morning, but they hold that truth in unrighteousness during the week. And according to the Bible, that's the reason the wrath of God is revealed from heaven is against hypocrites first. That wrath is going to be worse upon people that try to hold the truth in unrighteousness. So let me beg each one to realize this morning that we're dealing with an eternal God. That when he does anything, he does it forever. Tonight when this sun goes down, everything you've did today, every word you've spoken is done forever. You can't get in the past to change a thing. If I could cause men to realize this awful truth this morning, we'd have a revival in Kings Mountain. Everyone got up in the morning to be very careful what they did and what they said all day long. If they had realized it was being said and done forever, no chance to change anything this past. Only the present and future is what you and me have. We can't change the past, but we can change the future as you and me are drifting on to the long ages of eternity. We need to think seriously as we spend our time here upon this earth. Once your time is past, it cannot be regained or recovered. Not a thing that you've done or a thing you said can be changed when time is past. when it becomes history. And when death comes, our time is over. It's all in the past. It's only in our memory. And in the books yonder in heaven to meet us yonder in the judgment. God gives us time, and He determines our days and years according to the Word of God. So let me beg each one, listen to me. Be careful how you spend that time that God has given you. What are you doing with the precious time as it swiftly passes by? Are you sowing to the things of the flesh and the pleasures of this present world? This Word of God is forever settled, said you would reap corruption. And God's not going to change it to keep you from reaping that corruption. So let me beg you, you better look over your past life now and start sowing to the things of the Spirit. He said if you sowed to the things of the Spirit, that you would reap life everlasting. And this Word is forever settled. And you and me are going to have to meet the everlasting, eternal Word of God when our life comes to an end out yonder. And we're swiftly passing on from time on into eternity. And let me pass out another warning to you this morning as I bring you this Word of God. We are our brother's keeper. We help fill up the memory of each person we meet as we journey down through life. And we have an influence on each one we meet, each conversation we have. We have an influence for good or bad. So if there ever was a time we need to wake up, it's now, and realize that we've got to deal with a God. When He does a thing, He does it forever. And humble ourselves before this God and examine our minds and our memory now while we still have time. I might ask you, what are you filling up your mind and memory with? You better examine your mind and memory now. Are you filling it up with unrighteousness? The danger of you holding truth in unrighteousness till God sears your conscience, and you'll find your pleasures over in this world and your hope of the world to come is banished from you. And I've met people in this state, and that's the awfulest state to be in, this side of the grave. So don't drift on. Remember, we've got a sovereign, eternal God, and we've got His Word to line our lives up by. And He's a God. When He does a thing, He does it forever. So let me beg each one to humble ourselves before this great eternal God before He comes to get our spirits and take them back into His presence that He gives to us, and then we'll have to give an account of how we lived here in this present world. And that's my prayer as I bring this to a close.
He stepped out of nowhere, the world in His hands, and hung it on nothing but His command. Then He spoke into being all these things that we see, but in His own image He made you and